God has a good plan for us. This morning on the way to church, I got the last part of what God wanted me to tell this morning. And I'm going to start out with it. If you'll turn your Bibles to Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you and me a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. Our God is a God that hears and sees. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. Not might, you will. I will be found by you, says the Lord. In February 2018, we went to Mardi Gras. And Brother Tim was praying, and he said, we're the answer to some mother's prayer. Every single one in here is the answer to some mother's prayer. Our children may be away from the Lord, but if you pray, that's why we need each other. We need to pray for one another. Because you know what? I was that child that was away at one time. You were a child away from God one time. But praise God, somebody prayed for us. I'm reading from the Life Application Study Bible, New Living Translation. And this is Isaiah 50, verse 7. I've got quite a few scriptures this morning. But it's the Word, guys, that changes us. It changed me. And so when I stay in the Word, it keeps me healed. And the Lord told me, he said, if you will stay in my Word, I will fulfill the plan that I have for you. See, it's a will. It's our will. Okay, 50, verse 7, Isaiah. Because the sovereign God helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a stone, determined to do his will. I determined in my heart that I wanted to fulfill the plan that God had for me. Each one of us has to determine in our heart who we're going to serve. Are we going to serve ourselves, or are we going to serve others and God? And God told me, he said, you have to choose this day who you're going to serve. Think what God can do through us if we'll just be faithful. God wants faithful people. And we are his hands and feet and his mouthpiece. When you go out and you share the gospel and someone rejects the word, rejects what you're saying, it's not you they're rejecting, it's God. Nothing to do about us. We're just the mouthpiece. God says to preach the word, to tell the word to all creatures. And if we do not speak out for him and praise him, even the rocks would cry out. So we need to be obedient because God wants obedient people. Isaiah 51:7, it says, listen to me, you who know right from wrong, you who cherish my laws in your heart. Do not be afraid of people's scorn, nor fear their insults. And a lot of times we don't praise the Lord. We don't lift our hands. We can go to a ball game. We can praise all the praise of singers in a rock concert. We can have our hands just a-going. But when it comes in church, we just like meek and mild. But you know what God says? To praise him. Don't be afraid of people. Step out. Step out. And he will show himself mighty in you. Step out. He's calling us today to step out. Isaiah 51:12. I am the one who comforts you. So why are you afraid of mere humans who wither like grass and disappear? We're not to be afraid of man. When we went to Mardi Gras first time in 2003 and 2004, New Orleans, we went to Mardi Gras. And that was a real eye-opener for me and Randy. We went with Tim Sutton Ministries. And while we were down there, that was the most depraved place I've ever been to in my life. All kinds of sin. It sins abound. But let me tell you, where God's light is, it shone brighter. And you know what? It's just like, don't be afraid of man. Don't be afraid of sharing the gospel, because it's life to those who hear it. If someone had not shared the gospel with me, I was going through some hard times. My friend at work, Jahala, she came alongside of me, loved me and my children, encouraged me in the Lord, taught me how to pray out loud. I did not even know how to pray out loud. I was going to a Baptist church at that time, and I was, you know, when you go through things, trials and tribulations, it makes you reach out more for the Lord. So as I was reaching and hungry more for the Lord, guess what? I found Him. Then I got filled with the Holy Spirit, and guess what happened? I'm never the same. I am bold. I can talk to people. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because I know what it has done in my life. Jehala will always have a place in my heart, because she led me more to the Lord and encouraged me to live for Him and prayed for me and my children. But after I got filled with the Holy Spirit, guess what? God started speaking to me. He didn't speak to me before. But He became alive to me. He said He'll lead and guide us to all truth. He'll say, turn this way. Do this. Speak to that person. Do good. Do good. In Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 18. Let's turn to that. Since He Himself has gone through sufferings and testings, He is able to help us when we are being tested. God understands us. So many times He's told me over and over, I love you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. When I was hurting so bad at different times in my life, the Lord would just say, I love you. I love you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. You're not alone. We are not alone. My sister-in-law, my niece is in the hospital right now. We went to see her Friday. Her name's Jackie Burris. And she's been battling cancer for over a year now. And she got a good report, and I guess it was the fall. And they said that it was like it never happened, but it came back. But, you know, the devil's a liar. She's healed. And I was talking to her, Randy, and I was talking to her and said, you know, Jackie, what do you believe? She said, I'm healed. The doctors are bringing me all these bad reports, but I'm healed. She said, you know, I am a win-win situation. If I go home to be with the Lord, I win. If I stay here with my family, I win. And she desires to be here with her family, because the Lord is not done with her. She's going to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. So we agreed with her in faith. God's word is powerful. It's created. It's creative. God spoke this world and us into being. So our words are powerful. So I'm believing for faith. I went in faith with Jackie that she is healed and made whole. Hebrews 3:5-15. Moses was certainly faithful in God's house as a servant. His work was the illustration of the truth God would later reveal. But Christ as the Son is in charge of God's entire house. And we are God's house. God lives inside of us when we accept Him as our Savior. If we keep our courage and remain confident in our hope in Christ, this is what the Holy Spirit says, not what I say. Today, when you hear His voice, don't harden your hearts as Israel did when they rebelled, when they tested me in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested and tried my patience, even though they saw my miracles for 40 years. And I was angry with them, and I said, their hearts always turn away from me. They refuse to do what I tell them. So in my anger, I took an oath, they will never enter my rest. Be careful then, dear brothers and sisters. Make sure that your own hearts are not evil and unbelieving, turning you away from the living God. You must warn each other every day while it is still today, so that none of you will be deceived by sin and hardened against God. For if we are faithful to the end, trusting God just as firmly as when we first believed, we will share in all that belongs to Christ. Remember what it says. Today, when you hear his voice, do not harden your heart as Israel did when they rebelled. Sin in any form is rebellion against God. I used to not know that. But do you know partial sin, partial disobedience is sin? When God tells you to do something and you just do it halfway, that's still sin. All sin hurts God and others. We don't just hurt ourselves when we sin. We hurt others, our family, our loved ones, our neighbors, and especially God. In Romans 10:9-10, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you were made right with God, and it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. It is a gift, guys, and it's a personal choice. When God draws you, how it was with me, I was in a service and I heard the word being preached, and I was holding on to the pew and I wanted to go down. But I was afraid of what somebody might think of me or what somebody might say. You know, she's not living right or she's not doing right. You know, we got to get over what other people say. That's what the enemy's trying to do, is hold us back. But you know what? We're not going to be held back anymore, because we have the truth. God has revealed it to our hearts. We're going to serve him no matter what. We're going to put our faith like flint, and we're going to do what God has told us. God told me several years ago that I was not going to have to give an account for anyone else but me. I was not going to have to give an account for my husband. He was not going to give an account for me. But I would give an account to God how I live my life, good or bad. There is a time, there is judgment, if you do not repent. And God told me, he said, you need to choose. So you know what? I chose. And I want to serve him. In Romans 15:2, we should help others do what is right and build them up in the Lord. That's what Jehala was doing for me. She was helping me to do right, and she built me up in the Lord. You know, I was beat down. You know, we get beat down sometimes by the word of other people and circumstances. But you know what? God came to give us life, and life more abundant. And sometimes it's your word. Sometimes it's your word. Sometimes it's my word. You know, God uses us if we're just available, to be available to be used. In Job 34:21, I've seen several times since I've been reading this year. I'm reading through the Bible again in a year's time. But let me tell you, each time I read through the scriptures, it's just like something else jumps out at me. And because, you know why? God's word is alive. And it will do what it says it will do. Job 34:21. For God watches how people live, and he sees everything they do. How about that, guys? He watches how people live, and he sees everything they do. You know, if that don't put a holy fear in somebody, it did me. It's like, woo, you know, our attitudes, maybe the little snide remarks sometimes to your spouse when you're not feeling good, you got to repent. Because God says that if you have aught against your spouse, he won't even hear your prayers. And I want God to hear my prayers because I've got some loved ones that's not in the kingdom. My brothers, two of my brothers is the ones right now I'm praying for. But they're coming in. Whether they know it or not, God's chasing them. You know, God chases you. He loves us that much. He chases us. We are saved to live for God. Salvation is a gift. It's not a reward for certain deeds. You know, some people think they can do deeds and good things and be a good person, and which that's what God wants us to do. You know, don't misunderstand me. But God wants us to trust him and be sold out to him. In 2017, I was praying. I said, God, what do you want me to do? You know how you sit before the Lord, in especially the beginning of the year. In 2017, he said, just do good. Wherever you go, just do good. So one of my gifts is cooking. I love to cook. But if people are sick, I love to make them a meal or something and take to them, or a dish. And that's part of my gifts. But, you know, it might not be your gift, but you can do whatever God wants you to do. You might go mow somebody's yard, or you might go to the grocery store for somebody that's a shut-in. Just do good. That's what he told me. Just do good wherever you go. Just do good. And he also gave me a vision. One morning, I don't know if he talks to you guys like this, but one morning as I was waking up, God showed me a vision. And I was in the Food Lion parking lot right there off of Highway 70, now, which is real close to our house. And there was a tent over me, and I was under the tent, and it had a sign around the tent, and it says, free prayers. We'll pray for you for free. Free prayers. And that was that morning. So I was thinking about that day, and I told Randy about it. Well, the next morning, I prayed the same thing, but this time I had a sign on me, and it says, we'll pray for you for free, free prayers. I told Randy, I said, Randy, do I need to go up the Food Lion parking lot and have a sign that says free prayers? But you know what? I really believe God says he was getting us ready. Then that was Thursday and Friday, and the next Wednesday, Randy was doing his devotions. And he was reading in, was it 1 Timothy? And God told him, get up and do what I have called you to do. Do the work of an evangelist. Not be an evangelist, but do the work of an evangelist. That was that morning, that Wednesday morning. Wednesday, a couple hours later, Tim Sutton called us. And he said God had put it on his heart to call us, that he's starting up a ministry, Impact America Crusades. Would we like to be a part of it? Now, God had already spoke to me about praying for people. God spoke to Randy. And that's the way God's word does. If he gives you a word, somebody speaks a word on your life, if God is not telling you already what they're saying, put it up on a shelf. Don't worry about it. It's just a word. But if he is speaking to your heart, then you know that you know that you know that God spoke to you. Outreach evangelism is God's heart. Each one can reach one. You can talk to one person today. You can see them in the grocery store. That's what I do. If I see somebody in the grocery store, you can look at people's faces and you can see where they're at. There's a lot of hurting people out there. I was one of them at one time. But praise God that somebody came and spoke to me. Proverbs 11, verse 30. This is in the Living Bible. Godly men are growing a tree that bears life-giving fruit, and all who win souls are wise. That's me. That's you. That's all of us. My sister-in-law and I were talking the other day, and she read me this piece of her devotions, and I want to read it today because it touched my heart and it touched hers. But it pretty well sums up everything of how we should be so thankful to the Lord for what He has done and what He's going to do in our lives. He's not done with us. This is just the beginning. Galatians 1:4, who gave Himself for our sins. Years ago, King Charles V was loaned a large sum of money by a merchant in Antwerp. The note came due, but the king was bankrupt and unable to pay. The merchant gave a great banquet for the king. When all the guests were seated and before the food was brought in, the merchant had a large platter placed on the table and a fire lid on it. Then, taking the note out of his pocket, he held it in the flames until it was burned to ashes. The king threw his arms around his benefactor and wept. Just so, we have been mortgaged to God. The debt was due, but we were unable to pay. 2,000 years ago, God invited the world to the gospel feast. And in the agonies of the cross, God held your sins and mine until every last vestige of our guilt was consumed. And the whole thing of the Galatians 1:4 said, God, Jesus gave His life for our sins, just as God the Father planned. They made a way. They made a way in order to rescue us from the evil world in which we live. And then the last, I'm gonna encourage everybody by what God's Word says in Revelation 12:11. And they, this is us guys, have defeated him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony. We have a testimony. We're not where we used to be. But we're not where we are going to be either. But we are to be faithful, and we are to stand firm, our faith like a flint, and determined to do God's will.
Do all that's in your heart. That's what the prophet told David.
I want everybody, every eye closed this morning. I want to ask you to look in your heart. If you're not doing what God has told you to do, or if you don't know Him, really know Him as your daddy, as your Savior, as your Father, then I want you to raise your hand and accept Him today and determine, put your faith like a flint, that you will do the plans that God has for you. Does anybody want to raise their hand? Has God been speaking to your heart? Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. If you'll come down to the front now, let me pray for you. Because, you know, God sees. He's a God that sees and hears. If you'll come down to the front, and I will pray with you. Father says that if we're not ashamed of Him, He won't be ashamed of us. That we openly confess Him with our mouth and say with our heart that He is Lord of our lives. Well, Father, right now, Lord, I just thank you for each person that hears this word, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, your word will not return void. I thank you, Lord, that your word is true. And, Father, that you love us. You'll never leave us and never forsake us. And Father, we give you all the honor, all the power, all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
I'm here in the heart of an evangelist and the Word of God. And
I'm going to let y'all transition this way a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're just going to believe. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I want to honor him.
Amen. Go right ahead. Thank you, Jesus.
This is my covering.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
He's also my prayer partner. We pray
mm-hmm.
every day.
Mm-hmm.
He has encouraged me to fulfill the plan that God has for me.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was not for him, I would not have been.
Oh, ceremony, don't we, Randy?
Yeah.
we're not ready for that yet, though, but God says any time, right? You know, that's a special word that we share. I remember my wife's brother, he's went on to be with the Lord. God called him to teach the word, but he never was able to get into that place because of religion, because of the religious spirit. Just he got offended and just stayed out. But when me and Sherry got born again and had that transformation to we got filled with the Holy Ghost and we were different. We just wanted to serve God with all our heart. I said I wanted to recommit myself to my wife, and I asked her brother there in our home to just put us before the Lord, just renew our vows. And it was such a special thing. See, that's God's not looking for all these things we can do so much as he wants our heart. And when he sees our heart, he'll bless us to do all these things. But if we don't get our heart right before him, we get here and we can do all these things and do it and mess it up.
Yeah.
But see, when we give him our heart, it won't be messed up. But we still got to listen every day.
Yep.
So, Father, I just thank you right now for Randy and Jackie, Lord. I just thank you for, I'm going to anoint you because he said a fresh anointing.
Yeah, thank
you know, his anointing is, his word is fresh every day. But our flesh needs to be anointed afresh every now and again. And I believe, Randy, you and Jackie, you're going to see things a little bit clearer.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
He said you're going to see things a little bit clearer. See, we need God's help.
Yes, we do.
So we just thank you right now for that fresh anointing right now.
Thank you, Lord.
That they're going to be able to see things clearer. See, the devil's trying to put fogs in our way.
Yes, he is.
And try to get us out here, and we don't really want to. We want to second guess ourselves. That was the word of the Lord, but Lord says, no, it's going to be just like Samuel. Heard the word of the Lord. The Lord called him, said, Samuel, Samuel. And it wasn't his teacher anymore. It was God.
I just read that this morning.
Just read it this morning.
Yeah.
I think God knew that, didn't he?
I just read it this morning.
Praise God. So see, God knew your heart. He knew you're seeking after him. He said, and said, you don't go to the pastor. You know what I'm saying? Don't go to that prophet. You ain't got to go to the pastor. You say, here I am, Lord.
That's right.
What would you have me to do? And then just take
he
the next.
Eli was called him.
That's right.
Times, and finally Eli told him, "No, I am not calling you to be the Lord." So then he said, "Lord, here I am. Well, you know what? Are you,
what you want me to do?" Amen. So
he told him.
Yes, that's right. And God, and this is for Jackie and Randy, but it's also for you guys. God is always speaking.
Yes, he is.
But are we always listening? Oof. See, that's where we fall short.
Yep, it is.
As Jesus said, if you have ears to hear, hear. See, we just got a purpose today, Lord. We have hearing ears. So, Father, we just thank you for this ministry, Lord, for this fresh anointing
thank
upon
you,
Randy
Lord.
And Jackie. And we thank you, Lord, for the word that Jackie has delivered, Lord.
Yes,
that, Lord, she put
you.
I'm not going to stumble. No longer will we stumble around. No longer will we stumble around in the dark because we have the light.
Yes.
The light is in us.
Yes.
And Lord, when we humble ourselves before under your mighty hand, we shall not stumble, but we shall walk.
Yes.
We shall walk where you've called us to walk, and we shall walk the walk and talk the talk of this grace of God that's been put in our hearts, Lord, and we will take authority over the enemy. We will see the enemy, and we will see disease in we will be able to see into the disease, into the bodies, and be able to speak to spirits and command them to leave and get off organs. And Lord, be able to know when it's a spiritual attack or when it's a healing that needs to take a natural healing needs
thank
to take
you,
place.
Lord. Yes.
So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for those seeing eyes and for the hearing heart,
yes.
Not only in Jackie, but in this church, Lord. All those that want to do the works of the Lord,
yes.
He said, you are, if you're my disciple, you shall go and you shall do the works.
Yes.
So, Father, we just thank you right now. We believe we hear that and receive that.
Yes.
Yes.
That message that's loud in Randy and Jackie, we want to be loud in our lives. And we're going to turn the amps up a little bit.
Thank you, Father.
We're going to turn the amps up a little bit.
Thank you, Lord.
We're going to start making some noise for Jesus.
Yes.
And Father, we just thank you for that right now, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yes,
amen.
Lord,
amen. Amen. To God be the glory.
Yes.